Hey y'all, it's Dally Thomas with Red Dirt Merch. Today we've got Texas country artist Jake Penrod.
I know baby's stepping out on me tonight, and I ought to leave, but I can't make myself believe it's right. So I'll take baby steps till I'm free. 'Cause baby steps all over me. I'll take baby steps till I made it out the door.
How's it going, Jake?
All right, how you doing?
Oh, not too bad over here. Just another day in glorious 2020, you know?
Absolutely. Paradise.
Oh, yeah. So, for those who haven't heard of you, Jake, could you tell us a little about yourself and how you got started in the Texas country music scene?
Oh, by accident, I guess. I think I spent about half my life in music now. I started when I was 17, playing with a little local band out here, and I'm in East Texas. And just kind of got addicted to it, started playing the little Opry shows around East Texas, North Texas, and put a band together a few years ago. And we just kind of been going at it. I didn't really have anything in mind, like being a big, you know, big superstar or anything like that. And it's kind of weird, walking around a store somewhere and somebody recognizes you. That's kind of strange. But just kind of got into this by accident, really. I just enjoy playing, kind of surround myself with people that enjoy music. So just kind of found my happy place, I guess.
Well, that's awesome, man. How would you describe your sound of music?
Rough. I've toyed around with descriptors, trying to figure out, you know, if somebody asks, you know, usually somebody say, hey, what kind of music do you play? And when the answer is country music, that's pretty wide open. But I call it progressive honky tonk. It's based on the old school sounds of, you know, Ernest Tubb and Hank Williams and Ray Price, but updated for, you know, 21st century consumers.
Yeah, would you say those are some of your inspirations, or what would you say is one of your biggest inspirations that got you started?
Oh, there's a handful. I grew up around music. I had family members that sang and played. And part of that was sort of what got me interested in the first place. And then, it was a TV ad when I was 9 years old, advertising a Hank Williams album. And something about, it was just voice and guitar, and something about that sound just sort of stopped me in my tracks. And that's when I got into listening to, like, Ray Price and Lefty Frizzell. And Johnny Cash was another big one. Probably, I'd say Hank Williams, Johnny Cash, and Lefty Frizzell are probably my top three influences. And that's, of course, then you're edging out Ernest Tubb. There's a lot of Ernest in me, too. So hard to really pinpoint influences, because they all kind of take their, or leave their mark on you, I guess.
Right. No, that's awesome that, you know, your sound is you know, kind of bringing back all the, you know, the Hank Williams tunes and everything that, you know, a lot of people miss. And it's kind of a dying out sound now. But you've released multiple albums, and including a couple of albums that are covered by Hank Williams. How was your experience so far in recording your albums and putting those out?
It never comes out the way I want it to. There's always some little difference or something that, and a lot of it has to do with budget. You know, the first full album I put out, Closer to Me, we saved money on, you know, every chance we got. So it kind of came out, I always thought, sort of amateur sounding. But I've honestly, there's only been a couple of times where I've been happy with the way a song turned out in the studio, because it's always, I've always kind of found myself settling for, you know, well, this will work, this sounds good enough. Because the ability, I don't have the, I guess, the ability to explain exactly what I'm talking about in the studio. So there's a, like, the song Baby Steps actually is the best thing I've ever put out, because it sounds exactly the way I meant for it to. And a lot of my other stuff just sort of, it's pieced together. I got lost. What was the question?
Oh, so what was your experience in, like, recording all that? But I thank you. You pretty much answered it.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy it. You know, it's fun to do, but only until now with this project I'm working on. I've never been happy with the recordings, but all that's changing. So,
what's this new project you're working on right now?
So it's called Million Dollar Cowboy, and there's a bunch of different reasons we picked that name, but it's finally something that sounds like me, whereas most of the stuff I've put out in the past didn't sound like me, or didn't really match the vision I had in my head. But this one's coming together. We've got it's more than half of it is recorded in the can, ready to go. Got a few songs still yet to record. But it's been sort of a labor of love. Instead of going in there and recording for a record label or something, this is all just stuff that I've been wanting to do for years. So the opportunity to finally get in there and do it, it's liberating, I guess. This is my first, when I say solo project, I mean, I don't have backing by a label or anything like that. We crowdfunded part of this thing, and the rest of it's just whatever we can put together. And it's coming along really well, and I'm pretty excited about it.
Well, that's really cool, man. Is most of the songs on the album, is it something like more of the twang and stuff? Can we expect more of that twang from Hank Williams, or are you putting a little different spin?
There's a little bit of everything on this. We've got, there may be one song, one or two, that's got something that'll kind of make you think early 50s twang. But over the years, of course, you know, I mentioned influences. You know, I'll hear something very deep in the, you know, in some track I'm listening to, and go, oh, that would sound really cool with something else. So I've been just listening and stealing and learning and all of these things for about the last decade, and so this album's going to be full of everything. It's kind of hard to explain without actually, you know, letting you hear part of it, but it's different. It's got a lot of tradition in it, and it's got a lot of, I'd say, reaching forward, sort of experimenting with a few things, combining sounds, and it's going to be pretty cool.
That's really cool, man. Well, I look forward to hearing it. So you've been, since COVID-19's been going on, you've been doing some online concerts on Live from the Lost Highway. How's that been going for you?
Oh, it's been a lot of fun. It was, you know, weird at first. really knew what we were doing. But if you watch, you know, everybody sort of got their own little, everybody's show kind of has its own attitude, its own climate. It's pretty cool to watch once in a while. I try to catch at least one or two live streams a week from the other artists we have on there. And partly just kind of see what they do different, and then some of it just to turn off my brain and enjoy what they're putting out. But yeah, Joey Alcorn came up with that idea, and it's sort of a it's sort of a modernized digital model of the Grand Ole Opry, where you have different artists, but instead of having one show with all the artists at one time, we've got different folks are on at different times during the week. And it's pretty cool, but Lost Highway is kind of our home base, as it were. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I'm on, I see Jason James and I just actually switched nights. I'm on Wednesday nights this month. Usually I go like 8 p.m. Central. We got Ag Conley over Steve. He's on, it's evening for him, it's afternoon for us. Julia Rose. Now I'm forgetting names. There's a bunch of just great artists that I think, I know it's unfortunate that they aren't as like well known as they are, but this is sort of a, the format we're working with. It's I think it's helped a lot of us to sort of reach audiences we wouldn't have before. So that's where kind of COVID-19 sort of became a, I don't know if I use the word blessing, but it's that's been a positive from the experience, I guess.
Right, you got to take the positive from the negative.
Oh yeah.
No, that's really cool. I'm glad that they put on Live from the Lost Highway. Yeah, I know that I enjoy watching and listening to y'all every week, and I know our fans definitely do whenever we advertise it on our Facebook. So, can you tell me a little bit about your writing process? And kind of, do you start off with fast song, slow song, or is there like a place that you like to chill out and just write?
Songs interrupt my day pretty much. It's rare that I actually sit down with the intention of writing something. I'll hear a phrase and something somebody says, or I'll hear something in a song that'll send my mind off somewhere. And I've talked with Jason and Joey, and we kind of agree on it doesn't really feel like we're writing it sometimes. It's almost like it's being transmitted to us, and we just sort of write down what comes to us. It's an odd thing. Sometimes there's a process. Like if I write something, like an idea or a little sketch down, and can't get anywhere with it, you just put it up. And then when I revisit things like that, there's I'll just sort of look at what I've got, and usually reading through it will just kind of give me the idea of it'll tell me what else to say. I think songs really write themselves. Hank Williams said this too. It's like God writes a song and I just hold the pen. And there's really something to that, because it's, to me, it's not a, I don't know the word. It's a sort of an out of body experience, I guess. I don't really, and that's most of the time. Once in a while, I'll intentionally write something. Those are usually the songs that aren't any good. But, it's just sort of a, I've never really found a, there's no real rhythm to it. There's no no consistency. I mean, a song can hit you in the middle of the night, or driving down the highway, or in the middle of a conversation. And, of course, folks that I know, they know me by now. It's not quite as annoying when I say, hold on, I have to write that down. Don't say anything else. But, it's sort of sporadic. It hits when it hits. I can't, it's one of those things I've never been able to force it. I know there's a lot of songwriters who, I mean, they have songwriting sessions where they deliberately convene together and pass ideas around. And I've never been able to turn that on. It always just sort of hit me at random.
Oh, that's really cool. Like you said, you know, I love, that's the first time I've ever heard that Hank Williams quote. What was it? God wrote the songs and I'm just singing them?
No, I'm just holding the pen.
Oh, I'm just holding the pen.
I heard Alan Jackson quoted that in Mass. I heard him say it somewhere. And of course, I looked it up. Hank said it. I think his, I don't remember what the interview was, but he didn't give many. But that was one thing that he said that I've always really kind of been able to relate to. Like, yeah, that's pretty much right.
No, I agree with that. I mean, some of the best songs, I believe, are just, you know, they come natural. They just flow out, and you hear some songs that are, you know, you can tell someone just forcibly wrote them, or they just threw in a bunch of lyrics, or, you know, they just sang the chorus, you know, a million times, and then they called that a song.
Yeah, I've never really meant to write any of my songs. They just kind of happen.
So, if you could play one song live, what would it be? Or what is your favorite song to perform live?
I don't guess I have a favorite. There's a few. Like, if you come and watch a live set, pretty much all of those songs are the answer to that question. Kind of whatever hits me in whatever moment is what I want to play. There's not really one that stands out as a favorite, because each one sort of has its own attitude and it gets different reactions from different folks. Depends on the night. I'm a big James Hand fan. We usually open our show with Here Lies a Good Old Boy, and that just kind of puts me in the spot, place where I want to be to perform. But there's not really any that stick out as, oh, I absolutely love this song, have to do it no matter what. I don't really have any of those. My mind is, I'm probably ADD, ADHD. I can't focus on one thing for very long, so it's usually songs, just whatever hits me, it's what I'm in the mood to play.
Thanks for listening. If you would like to know more about Jake Penrod, including music, merch, and how to contact him, go to jakepenrod.com or search Jake Penrod Music on all social media platforms. And as always, for all of your Texas country music, merch, events, and podcast, go to reddirtmerch.com. Baby steps all over.